This episode is brought to you by The Social Circle Vancouver. The Social Circle Vancouver is a group of Vancouver's finest socialites and social rejects. Everyone's crawling out of a pandemic and getting back to life as normal. Come join us by following our Telegram at The Social Circle Vancouver. The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTF Landia radio show. And it was in that moment when they realized they were I don't cuss, but if I did, it'd be proper time to do it then, right there. And they were FKD. Is that the acronym for that? Well, yeah. You get the point that I'm trying to get across. Unless you've been living under a rock. Hello, guys. Welcome to your WTFlandia radio show. I'd like to just welcome you in the room again because, you know, with news this wild and free, I do oftentimes forget if I have given you a proper welcome. I hope that you have had a wonderful day. I hope that you're winding down, so to speak. Usually that's what people are doing when they're listening to this. I wouldn't maybe suggest you being out trying to get into your chores and errands with this here podcast radio show. It's a relaxing thing. It might put you to sleep behind the wheel. Don't want that to happen. So, I mean, unless you can multitask and keep your brains alive with this sleepy time voice, then you've got the jazz, my friend. So welcome to the show. If this is your evening, maybe you have ran yourself a bath and you've got a cup of tea or a cocktail of your choice, and or you're having this play over the loudspeaker. Home speaker at dinner, so I'm not sure what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, I hope you're doing it good. Right there, what you had heard at the top of the episode was just me rewinding my brain back to the fact that the world is coming to an end. That right there was Sri Lanka. Well, that was footage of protesters, and I want to say that I can't give you an exact number. It's like when you look inside the jelly bean jar and you're trying to, there's people who get it to the bean. They're like, there's 651 jelly beans in there, and they get it right. I don't know how you do it, but you can get a visual and know the numbers. This to me though looks like the protesters are up in the millions. Looks like there's a million people out there, and they are not happy, because it turns out they realized that, you know, they voted for that prime minister that's in that palace, and let me tell you what, they are not happy. They're not happy with the fuel prices. like most people. I think this is a global thing. They're not happy with the fact that their prime minister is trying to turn their marketplaces into vegan hobnobs. I would probably, you know, be okay with that. But that's just me because I like that kind of way of living a little bit. So for me, I don't know. I'm not sure though, and I understand why people are up in a frenzy. Just a couple of days ago, over in Wisconsin, hundreds to thousands of cows were found flipped upside down. Now, I like to take a minute and sit right there. And then, you know, it's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song that came to my head. I'm sorry. I don't know the words, but just bear with me. Go with me here. The cows were turned upside down. And it was really interesting to see that that didn't strike many, many, many alarms. It did for me because I looked at the paper, proverbially. And I saw that something that just is starting to cause a little bit of a red alarm in my brain. It's starting to make me think. I'm not sure what it is I'm seeing here, but it's not cute. I know a couple of things that are making my spidey senses spike. And it's William Gates Gates. He's the owner of all these farms, and he doesn't have to explain anything to me as long as he's handing out free packages of Beyond Beef. Yeah, can you call it Beyond Beef? Does there have to be a disclaimer on there? Beyond Buffet. You know, it's vegan, so it can't be beef, but Beyond Meats, can't call it that anymore. I know they're all in an entanglement of trying to figure out what to call these, you know, vegan pretend meat substances. But it's interesting that all these things are just happening all at once. Let's get back to Sri Lanka. Okay. They got mad. And the people look, like I said, like in the millions. They realize that they are power in numbers. And there's one of him and many millions of them. And so they storm the castle. Kind of like the, you know, cute little January 6th camping trip happened over in Washington. A field trip happened in Washington, D.C. It was a camping trip. It didn't get that far. That would have been totally disrespectful. But they got in there. It wasn't cute. I'll tell you that much. I'm not okay in that behavior. But they made that look cute. Because they upped the ante by at least a couple hundred thousand. I'm just saying. I got my visual eye on the button. A couple hundred thousand people. They outdid the insurrection. Philip Burke boys. Situation. But hey, not that they're really, you know, trying to outdo each other. They're just trying to get their, the fuel. They're trying to get from point A to point B, and the fuel prices are too high. They want meat. The cattle's dying. It's turning into a global frenzy, and no one's really showing us the direction this is going. We've known that they just finished up a World Economic Forum meeting over in May. And that was confusing as all get down. Or is that June 22nd through the 26th or something or another? Or 14th through this? I don't know. I'm not sure. But I do know that it is in the podcast below this one. So you make sure you find it and press play. I have so much news swirling around this brain. I don't remember if the WEF conference was yesterday or last January. And it certainly wasn't. I believe it was in June. May. Either way, Klaus Schwab, you are infiltrating some cabinets. And I don't say that out of my own whimsical mind, although it can be whimsical. I like to say it out of Klaus Schwab's own whimsical mind. Let's have a listen.
Globalist activists from the World Economic Forum. Oh, does that sound like a conspiracy theory? Yes, it does. But alas, it's not me saying it. It's dear old Klaus Schwab back in 2017 fessing up to what the World Economic Forum is really up to.
and mention our names like Mrs. Merkel, Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of third economic forum. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Brand. I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
Well, from the Schwab's own pie hole. You've heard it there. And see, a lot of things, I was just talking to my girl, my daughter, tonight, about when I was studying in university politics. I was a political scientist in the making, and I was always very inclined, not because it was my due diligence, but I was just inclined, as an academia, but I was just inclined to kind of read materials that weren't being presented to me, let's just say that. And so I had my course study books, and then I had my Charles Michel course study books. And they were various literatures and papers about these types of things, about what would have been theoretically considered conspiracy. But actually now they're not. Because if you think about it, how outlandish would it sound if I said this on a podcast in the 90s? There's this guy named Klaus Schwab, and he has a little get together with the leaders from all over the globe, your president, the president that you voted for. And what he does is he curates these ideas. He's written a book called The Great Reset, and you haven't voted for him. I haven't voted for him, but he's got some great ideas of how to get the world on board with his set of agendas. And they have this meeting every May or June of each year, and sometimes bi-yearly, I'm sure. And they get together and they talk about implementing certain new ideas into their country, as their people are their assets, are their, what does he call it? They are the stakeholders. Char, you're crazy. That's what you would say to me. You would totally say that, and you would have every right to say it, because it would sound bizarro. Well, that voice that you heard right there that sounded like a serpent was Klaus Schwab. Now, I'm not saying he's a good guy or a bad guy. I don't know. I haven't looked at his agenda. Again, they haven't invited me to the WEF. I'm young. I'm cute. World Economic Forum. I'm in media. Invite your girl. I try to tread down the line of understanding. I've got my opinions, of course, but I don't want to make you, I just have questions. That's what I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, Klausy, Schwabby. I just want to know why you have such a grasp on these young global leaders that the people that voted for those guys and haven't voted for you are going to reap the benefits of your ideas without even meeting you first. Klaus. I already know that when my voice does certain octaves, it's because it's frustrated. And I got it. That was in 2017. Now we've got burning down farmland. His wife left him. Every leader in the world is either running away on a ship. You heard the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka taking flight. Well, not really flight, but taking to the sea. Getting off in a ship somewhere. A lot of people are resigning. The Prime Minister of the UK. Does this sound like something that is normal? Let's be honest. The Prime Minister of Japan just was assassinated. I say that with all not understanding or factual truth behind it, because I'm not sure. I didn't check the man's heartbeat, so I wouldn't know. I'm not saying he didn't, I'm just saying I'm not sure. Because all of this stuff seems very, very sketchy to me, and I have every right to think that, because I don't have any clear indication as to where this all is going. And why? Farmland is on fire. So much of it. Just Google it. Why these cows are dying? Just Google it. At the same rate that we're trying to pop in Beyond Meat supermarkets all over the globe, and those are even burning down. Just Google it. This is sounding too whimsical. I need to compartmentalize. But until then, I just wanted to pop my head in here and say, why? Why are we looking at things that are super outlandish, super interesting without having any answers to why? I know it gets hot. I know that we are destroying our world. There's a lot of reasons. This is why I want to talk to you, Schwab. I think there's a lot of reason why we could do away with eating meat. I don't like the taste of meat too often, to be quite honest. I'm a world traveler, though. I'm not going to say no if someone puts meat in front of me. I'm not doing it for the animals. I'm doing it for, you know, the reasons that vegetables and the veganish lifestyle does me well. It makes my skin glow, and I like it. And there's a bit of vanity in me because, well, why not? Abigail has such... I've got 3 children. I need to feel good about what I'm putting in my body and on it, and so on and so forth. And so that's why I have chosen that lifestyle. But again, I'm not one of those people that feels the need to force my way of living onto anyone else. Because guess what? This is what I've learned about people, is that they're all different. Every single one of us is all different. We don't have any. We don't have any reason to think that we are all the same and we require the same amount of stuff to, you know, survive. I have 3 children. They all require different amounts of different stuff. One requires me to, you know, funnel in talkies throughout the day. The other one requires a little walk through the neighborhood. The other one requires fun facts, right? I got to give them each what they require, right? So how dare I think as a world global leader, Klaus Schwab, that I can dictate that people don't need meat anymore. Feast and famine should happen so that we strip everybody away. We cut out the poor. We put money into microchips and digital currency and give everyone nothing and they'll be happy about it. That is a quote, famous quote. Not verbatim, but from the dear old Klaus Schwab. Everyone will have nothing and they'll be happy. I don't think that that's even how, that's their kerfuffle, if you ask me. You'll have nothing, you'll be happy. Excuse me, what? See, the devil is the author of confusion. That is very confusing. That means the devil's in charge of that statement. And Klaus Schwab, if you look at him, he doesn't look like an angel. Oh my gosh. But if you don't believe me about the wildfire at the Bill Gates farm, just... Well, you can't see this video, but you can maybe hear it. Let's see if we can hear it.
Wat zit daar? Gaas of zee? Je voelt gewoon die warmte van het raam. Wat zit daar? Gaas of zee? Je voelt gewoon die warmte. pozdravi.
Well. If you speak Dutch, that there supermarket is owned by Bill Gates Foundation supermarket, and it's in the Netherlands. And that supermarket focuses on new age foods like plant protein meat, and it spontaneously caught fire in the middle of the night. Now, I don't know why that happened, but why everything's catching on fire. And perhaps everything is catching on fire. Let me talk myself out of this situation. I gotta think. My brain's firing. Maybe all these fires are catching fire because it's dark days ahead, and fire and brimstone is gonna be falling from the sky at any moment. Now, that might sound wild, but this sounds wild too, isn't it? All of it sounds wild. Speaking of wild, did you guys hear about the Georgia Guidestones? Now, CERN happened, right? CERN, the whole let's open up a portal and let the dark matter inside and see what happens then. Well, that happened on July the 5th. And simultaneously after that, a little guidestone in Georgia, which I knew nothing about. No one knew nothing about. All of a sudden, we all know. Unless you're living under a rock, we all know that the Georgia Guidestones had exploded at, 3:33 a.m. on July the 6th of 2022. Just after the CERN portal thing happened. Now, they're looking at CCTV footage of this, and this thing just blows right up. I don't know if we can hear it. No, we can't hear it because there's no audio there, but I'm looking at it, and this thing just goes and blows up. Now, what's so significant about the Georgia Guidestones, you ask? Charmichelle, what is so significant about the Georgia Guidestones? Well, let's talk about it briefly. I just like to keep it short and sweet because you don't need to rack your brain around this. You can always go ahead, as I always, always suggest, go ahead and Google it and, you know, decipher for yourself. If over here at WTF Landia Radio with your girl, Sean Michelle, we might be on to something. We might be on to it. We might be off to it. We might be in it. We just don't know. But let me tell you what the significance of the Georgia Guidestones being destroyed is all about. They were destroyed with explosive, apparently, it looks like. We're not sure, though. Something exploded those things. But the messages inscribed on the stones is the most important. And the messages on the stones were written in, I don't know, various, what it looks like to me, otherworldly language. But it suggests the message inscribed with, I think, probably stone cutters. Says it indicates that population control to 500 million inhabitants would create harmony with nature and internationalism. That's what it says on there, amongst other things. But it's saying, you know, look, we need 500 million inhabitants to be in harmony with nature. And right now it looks like we're at 7 point, I don't know what C-1984 did, but it might have chopped off the block a couple million around the world. But we're still looking at about 7.4 something billion people, right? Or more, and counting and subtracting and adding. Because people are born and people also die, right? So we are looking at that being well over the mark. 500 million, 7.4-ish billion. Yeah, we are definitely not in harmony with nature or internationalism. So maybe blowing up those guidestones is saying, screw you, we're going to be here, we're going to be here to stay and burn this thing down. We're going to dig up some more fossil fuel so we can ride in our F-150 pickup trucks, and we're going to burn it, burn it, burn it down. We're not eating that vegan meat, and we're certainly not taking no vaccine. And if you think I'm joking, well, this thing is going to be smoking. And so the guy said, it could be that. And it could be God just being mad at everybody and just saying, God, look, God is about to show up and show out in the sky in a minute. Everybody is just messing with this omnipotent, omnipresent, beautiful being, trying to create a portal to find a God particle, trying to search for him in the sky. Are you kidding me? Ooh, you don't want to see. No man has laid eyes on God in limp. You don't want to do it? Scientist, you got your nerd binoculars on looking for a God particle, and you just won't, you shan't return back to your homes with your, you know, loved ones. If you see God, apparently, that's just not going to be something that ever works out to keeping you alive. So, let me read the scripture. Yeah, right? So, I think what I'm saying here, and of course I do it in my way, is I'm saying we're screwing with mankind. It's like a couple of people got a lot of money and they say, I want to play with these people. And I want to see where this goes. And a lot of power comes with that. And it's like the game of life. You start moving people around the chessboard until you get to, you accomplish certain goals. You make them feel happy by giving them a little wealth. You get the banks, you're in there, you get your mortgage going. You ever seen The Game of Life? If you haven't, go look for it at your local thrift store. It's a great game. I remember playing it. I never realized how significant it was in actual life. It's set up the exact way. Now, I want to go on to say that I can't even be sure that we have not been in a wormhole this entire time. Because The Game of Life, why is it just something that we're looking, that I'm looking at, that makes so much sense now? And it didn't maybe necessarily before when I was a kid playing it. Maybe it's because I'm bereft and I have more understanding of life nowadays because I have children and I'm trying to see them thrive and survive. But also I understand one thing, that as I read into the astounding story and prophecies and written scripture in the Bible that I've been absolutely chewing on, because it's alive, it's real, and it keeps me filled when I'm uncertain. And that's just me. I'm not really actually chewing on the book, okay? Calm down. It's not that serious. I'm just saying, you know, figuratively, I'm chewing on it. But as I do, I realize that a lot of what's written there is prophetically hasn't even happened yet. A lot of it has. But what we're looking at that hasn't happened is even sketchier, because we know it's happening because I'm looking at it and it's happening. Which is why I always attach a Bible verse or three to each episode, so then you can go and look at it for yourself. See, I just like to share with you my thoughts. This isn't a forced feature. This isn't one of those things you got to do it this way and you should do this. I'm not guiding or swaying you to do anything. I'm just sharing my ideas, creating philosophical thought, and hoping that it makes sense and to you all. And I hope it does. And if it doesn't, well, you're on your own, kid. Figure it out. And if it does make sense to you, that you're just as unsure as I am, and you don't have any understanding of what's next, whether you have, you know, been struck hard by this pandemic, you have invested your last Bitcoin in, you know, the plant protein meats, and now it's up in flames in Amsterdam, or whether you're just, you know, figuring out life as a whole, why not grab a little faith? Why not grab a little faith? And my faith says, you know, I have to believe that I don't have to experience all this chaos for too long because I have Jesus, and Jesus loves me, and Jesus is going to see to it very soon that, and also just in general, like that we're all, that we're protected. Those who believe in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So I believe that's John 3:16, a very popular verse, but I believe it. And I'm going to go ahead and believe it because everybody else believes everything else they want. Why not believe that? I'm going to believe it. You're not going to judge me. You're going to say at least Char is authentic to her. I appreciate that. For me, I'm going to, you know, follow her because she's obviously very cute. So she must know what's going on. I'm just kidding. But if it makes sense to you and you've tried everything else, why not try Jesus? Why not try activating your faith and saying, look, all right, Jesus, you apparently were pretty cool. You was a brother, came here to save the world. You came here to stop all the chaos, to stop the law from being such that everybody had to burn animals just to be forgiven. And you did that, and you sacrificed yourself so that people could just believe in you and not have to worry about, you know, catching hellfire. So I'm going to try believing in you. How's that? I'm going to try believing in you because there's nothing else for me to believe in because I've lost hope and faith. Try that. Invite Jesus and the Holy Spirit, which is basically your best friend, your guide, your partner, your guide, and say, guide me through this world. And trust and believe, and then let everything study the Bible like me. That's what I'm doing. And if you like. Again, these are just me. This is what I would tell myself if I hadn't already been up to this. And it took me to stop. I never did this before. I never read the Bible. I had no interest in it. I wanted to believe that whatever people were talking about that was in it was real. Because religiously, that's what I was supposed to do. And then I said, religion. It's so rude. I'm going to just go ahead and figure out who Jesus really is. And I found out that my relationship was way better. Way better. So I follow the lead of what, you know, God put me here for, and what Jesus is doing for literally all of us. There's not Jesus not like, I hate you, you're this, you're the worst, you're that, I hate you. No, Jesus came for all of us, for all of us to be saved by His sacrifice, which is dying on that cross. So do you. But if you want to do good, you know, then think, consider talking to Jesus, consider studying, consider figuring out what works for you. But just know that I love you. I'm happy that you have shown up again and pressed play on this very interesting episode. I'll call it that. It's interesting. Whenever somebody says, hey, Char, I listened to your show. It was, interesting. Interesting says a couple of things to me. It says you got lost in thought. You fell asleep and you don't really want to tell me what you heard because you didn't hear much because 10 minutes later you were asleep. And or you think my whimsical thoughts cute and interesting and my voice is appealing so you don't even know what you heard. And that's fine. Either way it goes, you're loved. Pass this episode and podcast as a whole to your other friends and family that needs a little ear hug. You're welcome. Later. This episode of WTFlandia Radio is not brought to you by Habitat for Humanity. But if you do have extra clothes hanging around your drawers or homes, make sure that you look up your local Habitat for Humanity and drop it off, or better yet, call and they can pick it up. That goes for furniture, old books, and anything else they'll accept at Habitat for Humanity. And tell them that WTFlandia Radio sent ya. Bye. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinion, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.